Hello, Teletuners.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute for you, especially.
Yes, it's been, that's why, it's like been yes. so long. It's been 2 weeks since I've been on the show, guys. Isn't that really sad?
That is really sad. I got some complaints, though. Complaints? That we weren't on the show last week. And I'm like,
oh.
You guys missed us? Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I was.
That's so embarrassing.
We probably should have posted something like spring.
Like, sorry, like, we're not going to do, yeah, I guess, but.
Sorry, I was in my bed. Rotting.
Honestly, same. I was back home. Actually, this day last week, I was with Joseph, my sweet boyfriend. Hey, what's happening?
I was with my dog.
Aww,
Cooper.
So cute, Cooper. That's cute. Okay, so big deal today.
Uh-oh.
Battle of the shows, or we're hoping it's Battle of the Shows.
Yes.
We had some technical difficulties downloading some of the songs, so we really hope that they play. So this first song, you'll have to give us feedback.
Yes.
But today, it's Chloe versus Megan, mm-hmm. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend versus Daisy Jones and the Six. Two yes. musical shows.
Yes.
With original scores, or yes. original soundtracks.
Yes.
Super awesome.
So if you are new to the show, this is something we did last semester. We wanted to do it again. Basically, yeah, we're just playing songs from two different shows.
That the opposites of us haven't seen.
Yes, yes.
So Chloe's playing a show, trying to pitch me a show, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to pitch her a show, but we're also both trying to pitch you all shows.
Yes. So, I mean, how we determine the winner from this, if there is really a winner, but... is, if you would like, you can go to our Instagram after the show and vote which one you liked. So...
Well, I think you should vote Daisy Jones and the Six. But you'll see at the end of the show.
But yeah, so that's the concept. So I'm going to go first, and then Megan is going to do her show.
It's true. I'm nodding.
If the songs from my show worked, so basically the songs from my show,
just
we had trouble downloading.
Would
them.
Not download them. So we're gonna do something super secret to play them instead.
So if yeah let us know if everything sounds okay. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and get into my show.
Yes.
So first off, I do want to say, my feelings will not be hurt if Megan's show wins and not mine, because my show is weird.
I've heard of it before.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And I actually watched like an episode of it back in like grade school.
Did you like it?
I don't remember. That's the thing. I don't remember. So you'll have to, I'm excited to listen.
Yeah. So I feel like Megan's show is a little more known. And also, I feel like the music is a little more, like, not to say that the music in my show isn't good, but yours is, like, music that you could listen to on the radio and mm-hmm. no one would know that it was from a show. My show is all parody songs.
Oh.
Is what they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I will get into the concept a little bit, and mm-hmm. then we'll play a song. So, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a show on the CW. It is about Rebecca Bunch, who is a New York lawyer who is very unsatisfied and happy with her life, and so she decides to move to the town of her high school camp her high school summer camp boyfriend.
Oh.
She runs into him in New York, remembers how happy she was that summer, and decides to just uproot her life and move to his hometown to try to be with him.
That's juicy.
Yeah. So
yeah.
And the show is told through musical songs.
Okay.
All kind of from her perspective, because she sees the world through musicals. So every kind of song, every kind of major plot point is told through a big, grand musical number. And these are all kind of in her head. And these songs are kind of parodies of, like, classic musicals, new musicals. And there's also some, like, pop songs that they're kind of parodying. Maybe not, like, for the pop songs, not, like, a specific song, but just kind of, like, the genre. And basically the show kind of follows her trying to get her ex-boyfriend back.
That's awesome.
And throughout the show, she actually makes a lot of friends in this town. There's a crazy
and it's her
cast.
Like high school summer camp boyfriend.
Yes.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
But so she makes a lot of friends in this town. She actually builds a very nice life for herself. The town is called West Covina, and in California,
mm-hmm.
and she meets some other love interests. But to start off, to kind of ease you into it and not just play some crazy musical songs right away, I'm going to play a song by Paramore that I think very encapsulates the theme and the character. So this is One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore.
Also, let us know if it doesn't work.
That was One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore. If you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clow on WRUX Internet Radio. We are doing Battle of the Shows. I am talking about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So, yeah, that first song was kind of just to talk about, to kind of represent the character that Rebecca Bunch is, because she is crazy.
Okay,
and
okay.
So we love that.
It's a fitting title.
But something I really like about the show is, like, so the show is really funny. It's really campy. It's really, like, kitschy, quirky, like, just very, like, cute and fun. But there is kind of a bit of a darker side to the show.
Oh.
Because it explores all of her mental health issues and why she is the way she is.
Okay.
And they actually handle everything very well. And so in the first, like, couple seasons, you're like, oh, she's just, like, crazy, right? Like, she's just toxic. She's crazy. Because she does, like, a lot of questionable, really, like...
Name one.
Complicated things. Oh my gosh, I can't even remember. It's, like, actually been so long since I've seen the show. I've seen it twice. Well, she kind of just manipulates every situation to try to get with Josh. So the whole thing is that she wants to be with Josh. And she will kind of go to these crazy lengths to,
okay,
like, get with him. Or if something goes wrong, she won't just deal with it. She'll have to manipulate his life to, like, make it work. So one thing is, like, he at one point is engaged to his high school girlfriend, and she tries to make herself be a bridesmaid so that she can, like, kind of, like, get to him on that way. She gets herself invited to his Thanksgiving so she can, like...
That's so sick and twisted, and I love it.
So
that's
she
epic.
Can, like, impress his parents because she knows his parents don't like his girlfriend. So if she sees that she's more of a girl that he can bring home, then they'll like her. At one point, she accidentally sends a text about him. Instead of sending it to her best friend, she sends it to him. And so she, like, goes through these crazy lengths to, like, rush out of work, steal his phone, delete the message.
That's, like, classic.
And then to, like, cover it, she has to, like, for some, like, to get him to, like, come over to her house, she stages a break-in to steal his phone.
You can't see me because you guys are listening, but my jaw was on the floor. What the heck?
And so she does all these crazy, crazy things to get him to like her. So it's a little
That's epic.
But in the later seasons, she starts to get therapy. She starts to realize that the things she's doing aren't okay. And she gets diagnosed with BPD, which is borderline personality disorder.
Oh my gosh, does that give context to why she sees her life as musicals?
It does, yeah.
That's, wow.
So it's actually, like, yes, it's silly and fun, but at the same time, it actually is just, like, so deep.
Yeah.
And has, like, a very deep storyline because she's not just this stagnant character who just goes into this repetitive pattern, feels sorry, goes into it again. She actually gets help and works on herself.
Okay.
And that's why I really love the show.
Yeah.
So, one of the things they do, I talked about earlier, they parody musicals. This song, let me know if you can guess what musical is a parody of. It's really fun.
This is like the game of my dreams.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for
also,
this.
Also, warning for all my songs. All my songs are going to be kind of like funny. So just brace yourself. So this is Antidepressants Are So Not a Big Deal by the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend cast.
Paroxetine, paroxetine.
Citalopram. Take once a day.
Fluoxetine, paroxetine, paroxetine.
Citalopram. May cause dry mouth.
From the moment that we learn to walk and speak, our parents tell us everyone's unique. Now I'm not saying that advice is bad, but honey, you're not special cause you're sad.
Not special, no, not.
Butcher, the baker, the grocery clerk, they're all on 20 milligrams or so.
The movers,
the shakers,
the happy homemaker.
You'd be surprised how many of them know.
Antidepressants are so not a big deal.
job, and for 6 months I couldn't leave my bed.
Yeah.
When my husband died, I stopped bathing and watched Christian TV instead.
Ooh, now we're on pills and it's less of a slog. Just ask any abused rescue dog.
The origins of life are messy and imprecise.
They're all the result of natural selection.
True! So why should I feel crappy about something that makes me happy?
Though it may be hard to maintain an erection.
Adjust your dosage.
I already tried that. Did it work?
Have you tried another medication?
Yep, but that one made me gain weight.
Oh, that totally happened to me. It got better within a few months.
Thanks. Cool.
Antidepressants are so not a big deal. Big whoop, you have an antidepressant.
Take two with or without a meal.
Our lawyers won't let us say brand names.
Antidepressants are so not a big deal. Big whoop, you're an antidepressant.
Connor, heal.
Some crime that in the past we didn't medicate everyone.
Cool, witch trials and the crusades sound like so much fun.
Antidepressants are so common that taking them is all we have in common.
That was Antidepressants Are So Not a Big Deal by the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend cast. If you did not guess, that was a La La Land parody.
So silly. I was like sitting here like, what is it? What did she go? Chloe goes, you got it. You got it.
It was so funny. Like she was like, but it's like a kind of a loose parody. It's not like.
Like the, yeah. Well, Chloe was like, listen to the background music. That was what got me. Like, yeah. Yes.
So yeah, that kind of gives a fun vibe of the show. But yeah, so kind of talking about some of the characters. So we have Rebecca Bunch, the main character, and then Josh, the guy she's going after. We have her best friend, Paula, who she and Paula's a little bit older than her. She meets her at the law firm that she works for in West Covina. And Paula is obsessed with getting her to get with Josh.
Oh.
And so Paula's just like, they're like, they become this dynamic duo. They become like the cutest best friends. But Paula is like, I am going to get you with him. So she also does some very, very toxic things. But she also has a period of growth later in the show. I love her character. So she, at one point in the show, basically has this big, like, kind of crash out moment where she feels like Rebecca is not a good friend to her when she has done so much to her. And she has this big song about it. And like the actress is just like very talented, like just the emotion she conveys. It's like, because I feel like it's like still kind of like funny and entertaining, but it's like when I listen to the song, I'm like, wow.
That's good. That's how I feel about Legally Blonde, the musical.
Period.
And I'll say it again.
Period. So this is a parody of Rose's Turn. This is Everything I've Done For You, parentheses, That You Didn't Ask For, by the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend cast and Donna Lynn Champlin.
Shut up. Time for you to sit down. Paula's tired of being your sidekick, your henchman, your eager little clown. After everything I've done for you
that I didn't ask for,
do you have any idea the work you're undoing? After everything I've done for you that you didn't ask for, let's just say Greg isn't the only one you're screwing. Wanna know all the things I've done for you?
I broke into Josh's old high school and made copies of all
his grades. I walked into Lourdes at Starbucks and suggested you be a bridesmaid. I blackmailed Valencia's boss, so now I control when she teaches. That's right, I make yoga class schedules. There's no limit to where my rage is. Friend, what's that look on your face? You're horrified. You think I'm a monster for doing your dirty work. You think love is stainless and pure, but beneath all the fantasy, there's filth and there's gore. So now it's time for me to walk out. Time for me to say no! Paul is tired of working for no thanks at all. Paula's gonna go! You're nothing without me and my creativity. I created you, you lived in my womb, I mean figuratively. After everything I've done for you,
that was After Everything I've Done For You, parentheses that you didn't ask for, by Donna Lynn Chaplin.
Freaking
crazy ex-girlfriend cast. So, yeah, hopefully that gives kind of a vibe of the two, like, just how the show is so wide in genre. Mm-hmm. Like, the song parodies do not, like, they go every genre.
I love that. Yeah. Like, I'm a musical fan, if anything. So, like, that got me. That was good. That was so good.
I'm so glad.
So, let me ask.
Yes.
Who's your favorite character, yes, and what character do you think you are?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay. I'm trying to refresh myself. The character I think I am is Heather.
Heather.
So, she is one of Rebecca's friends. Later in the show, they form this, like, girl group.
Okay.
And they're like, girl group forever! And it's, like, the cutest thing ever. So, it's Valencia, Rebecca, Paula, and Heather. And Valencia is actually Josh's ex-girlfriend that she is trying to get him to break up with in the first season.
Okay.
But she has a moment, and Valencia also has a moment where they kind of, like, learn to understand each other and they become, like, really good friends.
Aw, that's sweet.
And I really love that. And Heather is just kind of this, like, emo, kind of, like, sarcastic, kind of, like, over it girl, but she's also, like, a really big softie, and so that's why I think I'm her.
Okay.
And then my favorite character is, so you have Josh, right? And
classic.
He has a lot of friends. One of his friends' name is White Josh. Because
okay,
they were kind of wanting to play off of how sometimes in, like, groups, if there's, like, a person of color, they will, like,
call them. Yeah.
But instead they're like, no, like, this is Josh. This is White Josh. And I think that's so funny.
That is so funny. Oh my goodness.
So White Josh is my favorite character. He's really funny.
I love that.
He's just like the Chad of the group.
Okay, Chad.
Like the golden retriever, like, lovable.
Just like the guy. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know this cast, so I'm looking them up so I can see what
really,
they look like.
Really talented. They're all very good.
Okay, and she said, Chloe said in between songs that, while there was a song, that a lot of the actors were on Broadway at one point.
Yes. Or they've been in, like, other musical things. So there is one character, Greg, who is one of her other love interests, and he gets recast, like, halfway through the show, and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on what the actor is in, but the guy who plays him, he's in, like,
what's the character's name?
Greg,
he was in Pitch Perfect. I'm looking at the cast right now, and I'm like, oh!
Yeah, it's the guy from Pitch Perfect. Okay, so to give you a little break from the musical songs, I'm gonna play just another song that's kind of the vibe of Rebecca.
Josh Groban!
Yeah, Josh Groban is in it. Josh Groban, kill yourself!
Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself, that's from Glee. Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, this is Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt.
can't stand the restrictions. I found myself trying to change you. If you were meant to be my lover, I wouldn't have to.
And I feel so mean, I feel in between. Cause I'm about to give you. Like I always knew I'd end up your ex-girlfriend.
Someone else to
take. I always knew I'd end up your ex-girlfriend.
Making a move.
I hope I hold a special place with the rest of them.
All the time.
I'm about to give you away for someone else to take. I'm about to give you away for someone else to take. We've been making mistakes for souvenirs, and we've been in between the days for years. And I know that when I see you, I'm going to die. I know I'm gonna want you when you're not quite. Gonna kill me to see you with the next girl. Cause I'm almost hopeless and jealous, kind of ex-girl.
But I should have thought of that before we kissed.
I kinda always knew I'd end up your ex-girlfriend.
That was Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt. That's just kind of a classic song. I just kind of wanted to put... That one isn't as much Crazy Ex-Girlfriend as, like, Angry Ex-Girlfriend, which she also kind of has her era for that. But so, this next song is kind of an emotional point in the show. The chorus is literally a swear word, so I'm sorry, mom and dad. But
I'm so sorry, anyone who doesn't like swear words.
This is an emotional show, so also I just have to say, in like this is like such a funny thing that this is the second show that we've done where one of the characters' love interest has the same name as my dad.
Hi, Mr. Cronkite.
So yeah, basically, other than Josh, she has two other love interests, and one of them is Greg. And Greg is kind of the one that I like a lot more for her. He's kind of this, like, grungy bartender who, like, wears flannels.
Okay, and, Greg.
Like, he's the bad boy. Like, Josh is the, like, dream golden retriever, like, pretty boy. He's, like, the bad boy.
Ain't that just the way?
It's just the way it goes.
And then later
in the seasons, the other interest is her, like, rich billionaire CEO boss.
Crazy. Okay. The boss? Oh my god.
Maybe not billionaire. Like millionaire.
Yeah. Still, that's an illionaire.
So this song is basically at a point he decides to leave to go to law school. She begs him to stay to be with her, but he's like, no, we're not good for each other. So this song's a little funny, but it's also a kind of emotional point in the show because you're like, wow. These characters really do, like, learn and grow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So this is It Was a Shit Show by Santana Fontana, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend cast.
Yes, and I'll confess, the thought of staying is so enticing. And when you speak, my knees get weak. I can't believe what I'm sacrificing. But let's get real, we know the deal. So darling, let's not tiptoe. This thing we had was not just bad. It was a shit show. Can't make amends. Dysfunction is our lingua franca. We can't unscrew each other's friends. We're Jerry Springer, not Casablanca. There's hard to get, then there's neglect. To say it's fate, you'd have to be a bit slow. Not to be crass, but this sucked ass. This was a shit show. Chernobyl next to us looks like a campfire. Hurricane Katrina was just bad weather. We have chemistry, of course, but that's a formula for divorce. A play about pieces of feces is what we are together. Oh, what the hell? Let's get a hotel. 'Cause life is short and we're not getting any younger. But after sex, what happens next? I mean, in the long run, not just fatigue and hunger. And when you say that I should stay, that's exactly when I should split. Though I won't forget, I won't regret. This beautiful, heart-stopping, breathtaking, life-changing.
That was It Was a Shit Show by It Was a Shit Show, me pronouncing his name. So sorry. Santino Fontana. That sounds
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a really good voice. His songs are some of my favorite. But yeah, that was my pitch for a weird little musical girl show that no one's ever heard of. So please vote for me if you...
So please.
If you care. One thing I will say I didn't get to say is... If you've never watched the show, you should watch the show. This show, to me, is a mix between Glee and BoJack Horseman.
Okay, real.
So if you like both those shows, watch this show.
Both of which we've done episodes for.
Yes. So, also, I didn't get to play one song, which is my favorite song in the show, and it's really funny. So if you liked what you heard, listen to I Go to the Zoo by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I Go to the Zoo. You heard it here.
Because it's really funny. Okay. I'm done.
Now, my Daisy Jones and the Sixers.
That is my pitch. Your turn.
My Daisy Jones and the Sixers that are out there. Hello. It is time for Daisy Jones and the Six. If you haven't heard of the show, it's an Amazon Prime original. Who's it by? Writers. Okay, you guys aren't gonna know the writers, it's okay. But so Daisy Jones and the Six, it is so good. It's also a musical show. It's about this band, and it takes place in like the 70s, and there's a band called the Dunn Brothers, and there's a girl called Daisy Jones, and they're both like trying to break into like the music industry, and they're both like, we see both of them kind of breaking, like finding their own breaks into it, and then eventually meeting each other. It's shot mockumentary style, not like The Office where it's like very like, but they do have talking heads. They have like the confessional thing. But the idea is that the confessionals are happening 40 years in the future. Well, I think it's 20 years in the future, but in the book, because it's based off of a book, it happens like 40 years in the future. So, Olivia's texting me right now. The story is inspired, I was just going to say that, is inspired by Fleetwood Mac, the band, which we all know and love. So for my first song, I have kind of the song that breaks them into, like, this is their first song together that gets them, like, money and that gets them like going big. This is Look at Us Now / Honeycomb by the Daisy Jones and the Six cast.
I am, baby, baby, baby. Do you know who you are? Is it out of our hands? Tell me, tell me, tell me how we made it this far. Did we unravel a long time ago? Is there too much we don't wanna know? I wish it was easy, but it isn't so. Oh, we could make a good thing bad. Oh, we could make a good thing bad.
That was Look at Us Now by the Daisy Jones and the Six cast. Like, the songs are so good. They're very, very Fleetwood Mac coded, because it's based off of like their story. Stevie Nicks watched the show and she said like it was like watching her life. It's so
That's
good,
crazy.
Guys.
I thought she would have like hated it.
No,
like, no. Why would you like do this? But
she was like, "This was like watching my life
that's
like
crazy.
Happen over again." And it was like they really did a beautiful telling of it. And like it's one of those shows that's like they knew what they knew what story they wanted to tell. They went in there, they told it, and they're done. And yeah. I want more. I just need more of the show. It's so good. But Olivia is always like, "We need more," and I was like, "No." We have to be at peace with this because if they keep going, we'll hate it. But it's so good. The cast is like stacked. We've got Riley Keough. It's an Irish last name. It's because I'm sitting in your seat right now. Sam Claflin, Suki Waterhouse is in it.
I love her.
She's so awesome. And like just a ton of people. The band is full of the Dunn brothers. It starts out with the Dunn brothers.
Yes.
Billy Dunn. We've got Graham Dunn. Then we have Warren and Eddie, who also part of the Six. And then eventually, well, they're the Dunn brothers. And then eventually they get like a record deal and they meet Suki Waterhouse's character, who's named Karen. Mm-hmm. And Graham and Karen, like Graham has a big crush on Karen and it's so cute. And then Billy is dating this girl named Camilla, and I love Camilla so much.
Who is she played by? Because
her name is Camilla Marone and she plays Camilla Alvarez.
Oh.
Yes.
Because that actress, the one with like the long brown hair,
mm-hmm.
She looks very familiar to me in all the clips I've seen.
Yes. She's like, I don't know what I recognize her from either, but like, yeah, she's like, it's a very familiar cast if you watch. But yeah, so once they get a record deal, Suki Waterhouse's character is like, okay, we can't be called the Dunn brothers anymore because none of us are Dunn brothers, only you two. And Billy Dunn has like quite the ego. Like he's a narcissist. He writes all of his songs. And Daisy Jones writes all of her songs as well. So eventually when they meet, they kind of clash and they have to learn to work together. And they have to learn to like accept each other's differences in their writing. So the group, the Dunn Brothers, ends up deciding that their name is going to be called The Six. And there's only five that are in that band, but it's a really sweet moment where Karen is counting Camilla, who's just along for the ride. Camilla's not in the band, but she's dating Billy and she's like with them throughout the entire thing. And it's just a cute like little, oh, they're counting Camilla too in their band, even though she's not on stage. And then, yeah, so the Six now has like a record deal and their producer is like, you know who I want to bring into this? Daisy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy Jones writes very metaphorically. This is actually pointed out to me by my best friend, shout out Gabs. She writes very metaphorically and Billy Dunn writes very literally. And together as they write, they're kind of discovering each other's differences and making like absolute poetry. Actually, I want to play a different song next.
Okay.
I was going to play the theme of the show, but instead I'm going to play Kill You to Try by the Daisy Jones and the Six cast. It is my favorite song by far. This is Kill You to Try by Daisy Jones and the Six.
I've been an angel all summer long. I swear I've done nothing wrong. I want all of your tears to be gone. Come on home. Cape Cod, Santa Fe, a little houseboat, the Marina Del Rey. So close to getting so far away. Come on. Can't stop laughing. Come on, I need you, babe. You're my better half. Come back home. What is it?
spoken. Could the truth ever untell the lie? Can a promise ever be unbroken?
That was Kill You to Try by Daisy Jones and the Six. That is one of my all-time favorite songs. And if I'm ever sad, I listen to that song. I listen to a lot of songs if I'm ever sad, but like that is one of them. So trust.
So true.
But it's so, like, the show is so good. It has, like, it is based off a book. So we were just talking about this. Like, I love when a show has a plan. And it's based off of the book, and I really want to read the book. But I wish I could tell you more about the book. But I can't.
Shame.
But I know. Yet. It will happen at some point. But it's so good. It deals with a lot of heavy subjects as well. Like, there is, it was in the 70s. There was a lot of drug usage and stuff. And so they talk a lot. They're, like, they touch on that a lot. And kind of also, like, the... I want to say a word that I don't think exists, but like the complications, I'll say that instead. The complications of being like creatively headstrong. So the two of them are very like, Daisy Jones and Billy Dunn are very like headstrong in their like, my creative way is the way. This is how it's supposed to be done. And they end up kind of having a lot of tension. And, you know, but Billy is dating Camilla. Oh, they're having a baby together, actually. And so they end up, maybe that was a spoiler. Oops. Whatever. If this show has anything, it's spoilers. But
yeah.
So they end up like kind of like almost falling in love creatively and like emotionally. Like it's so crazy because they can't be together, of course, because like he's in a relationship, but it's such a complicated thing. Yeah. This next song though is Fleetwood Mac, because apparently the members of the band went through something very similar. So this is Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac.
Silver spring, blue green colors.
That was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. My favorite character is Graham and the... Oh, no. My favorite character is Camilla, and I think that I am Graham. This has been Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Vote on whose show you think won tonight.
We're going to post it in like 5 minutes.
Yes, we will. Also, if you like Daisy Jones and the Six, we will do another episode for this once Chloe has watched the show.
Yeah. And I just apologize. I yap too much. So this was a little shorter.
That's okay.
But it's still important.
It is still important. So go watch Daisy Jones and the Six. All right. Have a great night, Teletuners.